Susan Johnson Cook once served as a domestic policy advisor to President Bill Clinton. Now she's the editor of Sister to Sister magazine and a senior pastor at the Believers Christian Fellowship in New York City. Her congregants call her Dr. Sujay. She's written a new book called Moving Up, Dr. Sujay's 10 Steps to Turning Your Life Around and Getting to the Top. NPR's Tony Cox sat down with Johnson Cook to talk about transforming your mental and spiritual attitude.
Susan, welcome to the show. It's nice to have you on.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Your book is called Moving Up, and it lists 10 steps people can take to turn their lives around. A few examples of those steps are titled Speak Up, Look Up, Book Up, Listen Up, Cheer Up. But the first chapter is called Stand Up. Is there a reason that Stand Up is first?
It is, because what it is that you have to make a declaration and really a command to yourself that you're going to change your posture, that you're ready to go from laying down to standing up, from sitting on the sidelines to going to the front lines. And so it is a command. It says, I am ready. I am ready to make a stand. And anytime you're ready for a change, there has to be a posture move. And so it's a wonderful, wonderful way to begin the book, because it's a wonderful way to begin the next phase of your life.
You know, you've written inspirational books before as part of your ministry. Why this one?
You know what? This one, first of all, reads so much easier for me. I always was telling my publishers, you know, when people are stressed out on one inspiration, they don't want to have to go through 400 pages and try to get a, you know, thesaurus and everything. This one really is from life experience. It's really strategies and steps to one's really beginning of their next life. I turned 50 a year ago, and so that's also a transition time for me. So it's very personally written, because there are many people who are going through transitions, whether that's after or before a marriage, whether that's the, you know, the empty nest syndrome, your children are leaving or have gone. And there's so many people going through transitions. I was going through one, certainly from the 40s to the 50s, and what that meant. And my best friend, Yolanda King, who was the eldest daughter of Dr. Martin Luther King, died right after my 50th birthday celebration. So I began to ask myself, you know, what is it that life is all about? And for me, it's about mentoring and helping people get to their success. So many people are told, you know, be successful, but very few people give you the how-tos. And so unless someone takes the time to mentor you and give you the simple strategies, and they are very simple. And that you take one day at a time, you take one step at a time, and you look at your life and you say, what is the step that I need to work on? I can't overwhelm myself and work on everything at every time, but I can work on one thing at a time and take one day at a time.
Now, the New York Times calls you Billy Graham and Oprah rolled into one. Why do you believe, Susan, that the complications of life can be addressed so easily by following your 10 steps?
Well, first of all, life doesn't have to be as complicated as it is. Life really is a series of journeys and a series of seasons, and you have to know which season you're in and be able to do the things that are appropriate and applicable to that particular season. And so, you know, as Oprah, she's a talk show host. She talks with everybody. She makes them feel at ease. She is a, you know, she makes them feel comfortable in whatever their particular line of work is or genre is of writing. She doesn't try to make them into something they're not. That's what this book is about. We're not trying to change you to something you're not. It's about finding the real you and being able to accent that, accentuate it, accelerate it, and really say, world, here I am. You haven't seen me. I've been sitting on the sidelines, but now I'm ready to come to the forefront. Life really doesn't have to be that difficult, but you have to wait for your timing. Timing is important. You have to have a strategy for your life, a plan for your life. It doesn't just happen. But if you put these steps in the order that works for you, then life can be meaningful and wonderful. And everyone has a purpose. My thing is, find what that is and then go for it.
You know, it's interesting that you would mention those daughters, because that leads directly to the next question that I had for you, because those daughters appear in the chapter called Kiss Up.
Yes.
And you talk about how kissing up can catapult you in a society. But kissing up often has been seen as having a negative connotation, suggesting insincerity, among other things. What kind of kissing up is good and what kind is bad?
Well, that's a great question. First of all, there's a difference between kissing up and sucking up. Sucking up is kind of like doing anything for anybody, whether you have moral integrity or whatever. Kissing up is being intentional about being nice to people. It is making intention that this day, this year, I am going to put my best foot forward. No matter what the attitude in the room is like, when I come, I bring a positive one. And those persons who have befriended me and those who I am ready to befriend, I'm going to be good about it. And so in the world, they call it reinvention. What I'm saying is you have to have intention. And you have to be intentional about being nice. As a pastor, as a leader, you know, there's some days at 7 and 8 in the morning, I'm not feeling all that great. That's my wake-up time. But I'm also a public figure, and so I have to rise to the occasion, and I have to have that smile, and I have to make sure that I go forward, because my job is to bring inspiration to other people. So I can't go in the room all sulky and looking sad. I've got to put my A game on. And what I say to everyone who's ready to go to the next phase of their life is you've got to put your A game on. You've got to be ready with your smile, with your presentation, kissing up and saying, I'm going to be nice. When I walk in the room, that's when the party starts. You know, I don't care how dull it's been, but when I walk in the room, the atmosphere is going to change because I bring in me a spirit of joy, of thankfulness, and intention about being nice.
You know, Susan, at the end of the book, you write that there are many other ups that mm-hmm. people can use, which aren't fully addressed in the main body of the book. One of them caught my attention, and I wondered why it wasn't more prominently mentioned and why this particular up doesn't have its own chapter. You know what it is?
What is that?
Shut up. Isn't that a key for improving one's quality of life?
It is, but you know what? The chapter on Listen Up also kind of addresses there. Sometimes you have to stop and hear what's being spoken. Again, these daughters didn't go out right away. Before they moved on this strategy, they had to listen and assert and find out what their facts were. And then when you speak up and you go out and go forward and stand up, you have the facts together. So sometimes listening up is equally as important as shutting up and hanging up for those people who are not going to bring good into your life. So Listen Up was really trying to begin that process of saying, I don't have to be speaking all the time, but when I speak, let me have something to say. So I'll be like E.F. Hutton, when I speak, they will listen.
That's a good way to end. Thanks so much for sharing with us. We appreciate it.
That was NPR's Tony Cox with author Susan Johnson Cook. Her new book is Moving Up, Dr. Tsu-Jae's 10 Steps to Turning Your Life Around and Getting to the Top.